the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication, in which the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, وَخَدَعَتْنِي الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا, and this world with its delusions has deceived me. We said earlier in the previous episodes that we should evaluate this world and the ones who are using it with regard to their thoughts, with regard to their states of mind. Of course, we might consider two people using this world, working in it, gaining money, etc. But the one who is deceived by its carnal soul, the one who is defeated by his own desires, he is drenched in false dreams. He is polluted in his vices. But the one who considers hereafter, the one who considers the prophets and the infallibles, he is considering this world as a tool to reach the state of closeness and mercy of the Almighty Allah in hereafter. When we have a look at our traditions, we see different infallibles talking about various aspects of this world and what kind of lifestyle we should consider for ourselves in the world. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, يَبْنَ جُنْدَبْ, O son of Jundab, إِنْ أَحْبَبْتَ أَنْ تُجَاوِرَ الْجَلِيلِ فِي دَارِهِ وَتَسْكُنَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فِي جَوَارِهِ فَالْتَهُنْ عَلَيْكَ الدُّنْيَا. If you like to be Allah's neighbor in his house in the hereafter, if you want to be with him in his paradise, this world should be worthless for you. You see, what sometimes we misunderstand from these words of the Ahlul Bayt is that we think they are saying we should neglect the world. But what they are saying is that although you have to do your best in the world, but you should not consider yourself as the one who is only living in this world and no hereafter exists. You should consider this world only as a tool to make the most of. The Quranic verses, the traditions of the Prophet's household, alayhi wasalam, imply that if the world is employed to do good deeds, if you employ the world to do advantageous performances, if you consider this world as a place to construct the hereafter fruitful, this is a fine, worthy world. If, on the other hand, it is used for badness, it is used for oppression and sins, if it destroys the hereafter, it is indeed a worthless world.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. and remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, in general, the goodness or badness of the world depends on the people's ideas, depends on their performances. And if one acts with belief, with morality and good deeds, living in the world is absolutely for his benefit. But if he lives in the world with disbelief, if he is living in the world with idolatry, without morality, and with all kinds of wrongdoings, the world is certainly harmful for him. So what we conclude is that it's not possible to judge the world without knowing about the human's relationship with it. And of course, we have to take into consideration the people's performances in it. For those people who the world is considered deceitful, it is said, all badness is gathered in a house whose key is love for the world. Entering the world is easy, but exiting it safely is difficult. If the hereafter were a lasting clay container and the world were a temporary golden one, the hereafter would still be deserved to be loved by the people. However, it is the hereafter that is like a golden and permanent container, and the world is like an ending clay one. In hereafter, and on the last day, sometimes some servants are brought into account, and a caller will call on behalf of Allah that these are the servants who belittled what Allah praised and liked whatever Allah disliked. May the Almighty Allah keep us away from being deceived by the delusions of this world, and give us the new look and perspective to consider this world as a tool for hereafter. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.